And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Texas's education agency estimates Hurricane Harvey caused nearly $2 billion worth of damage to public schools in the state. But look, it's not just damage to structures that should be noted here. Attendance has been significantly affected across Harvey-hit Texas. And a lot of schools, as you know, get funding based on daily average attendance. Well, after Harvey damaged dozens of campuses, many of those schools forced to close, causing growing concern among educators and lawmakers, fearful of a downward spiral schools won't be able to recover from. Well, now TEA says it's come up with a strategy that may save school systems that saw declines in enrollment. Here to tell us more, Alejandra Matos. She is politics and government reporter for the Houston Chronicle's Austin Bureau. Alejandra, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what is this strategy that the TEA commissioner, Mike Morath, has come up with for saving these schools from losing funding?
Yeah, so on the enrollment side, as you mentioned, schools are funded based on their average attendance. So a lot of these displaced families have had to go to other districts. Well, then that leaves the home district, their original district, with a deficit because now they don't have that child there. So
sure.
He is proposing using a three-year attendance average, so from the 14-15 school year through 16-17, to calculate the enrollment and then use that calculation to keep funding so that schools are, as he said, held harmless if they lost students at those schools.
I suppose it's important to point out the side of this equation that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, and that is the fact that you have other schools that are having to deal with the influx of students, and they don't have the money to pay for that either unless these enrollment patterns are acknowledged, hence the average, right?
Right. But also, it should be noted, in a plan that he put out last week, there is a portion in that plan that addresses this specifically. And so he is estimating that they could pay about $380 million to schools that saw the upswing of an enrollment. But it won't supposedly cost the state any money because they're going to borrow from themselves, basically, from 2019 to pay for those upswings in 2018.
So a wash? He's saying it doesn't matter that the students went from one place to another. That money is still covered by our education budget.
That's what he's saying, yeah. It says in the calculation, it says these existing funds will be shifted from fiscal year 19 to 18 to cover that swing in those schools that are getting more students. And it should be noted there's three districts that they have said have applied for an adjustment already with about 930 students that they've seen extra that they didn't see before.
I see. So these are districts that say that they need a way to pay for this additional inflow of students. I want to ask about this other figure that you have here, an estimated $1.6 billion price tag. If we're just talking about the money being shifted from place to place, what's the significance of that price tag?
The shifting is just for the enrollment of the students, over-enrollment of students in other districts. But the bulk of that price tag is about $1 billion that the state is saying they may not get from the Robin Hood program from districts that normally pay into that. So what those districts can do if they have property damage, once they've exhausted their insurance money and their FEMA money, if they still need funds to fix schools, they can keep those payments that they normally pay into the Robin Hood program. So the state has already budgeted those funds. So if they don't get them, they have to pony those up. So that's about $1 billion that they're saying over the next 2 years.
You're saying the state would have to put forward that money, which would come from where?
Good question. We don't know yet where that will come from. I think that we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow in this hearing that they're having. But yes, the state will have to pay it because they've already included it in their budget. Which, you know, they use this money to pay the lower income districts.
Right,
so
right.
They all have to figure out how they're going to pay those funds if they don't get them from the schools, the wealthier schools.
Before we let you go, we're almost out of time, but I want to hear more about this hearing. What's happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow, Commissioner Morath is presenting basically laying out what all money the education agency is going to need to address schools hit by Harvey. So he'll present a plan, basically laying out what we just talked about, how much he's going to need to keep districts whole with enrollment swings and then facilities. So we'll hear a little bit more in depth about the estimates and, more importantly, how they hope they're going to be able to pay for it.
And you can bet that Alejandra Matos will be covering that story. She is politics and government reporter for the Houston Chronicle's Austin Bureau. Alejandra, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.